He is the new head football coach of the Florida Gators, and he is here in Orlando tonight for a big gathering at the Cheyenne Saloon here in downtown. Dan Mullen joining us now here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Coach Mullen, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, great to be with you guys. How are you doing today?
Absolutely good, Coach. When I say Gator head football coach, Dan, has that kind of sunk in yet?
Oh yeah, always puts a big smile on my face. You know, I mean, I'm excited to be here, excited to, you know, to be back here in Florida and to be leading the Gator football program. You know, I mean, it's a dream come true for me.
You were in Jacksonville on Monday. You were in Tampa last night. Tonight, it's here in Orlando talking to Gator Nation. And I got to tell you, Coach, that it's a Gator Nation that has kind of been dormant over the last several years, which is very, very unusual for the orange and blue. What's your message to kind of spark Gator fans as you gear up for the coming season?
Well, I think the biggest is we all know what the standard, the Gator standard is, and what the expectations of the program are, and that's to be a championship program. And you know, but it's going to take all of us to put ourselves on top. It's going to take all of us to get back to that championship level. It's not just the performance of the players on the field. It's how we carry ourselves and we work off the field throughout the off season. It's also for the Gator Nation everywhere. You know what I mean? To make sure that they're packing the swamp every single Saturday, that they come pack the swamp for the spring game and show the support for the team. And, you know, that it's going to take all of us to get us to a championship level as a team.
Gator head football coach Dan Mullen here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Coach, you obviously were at UF under Urban at the peak. You win two national titles. Speaking of national titles, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but how long might it be before the Gators are perhaps challenging for another national title?
Well, you know, when we get perfect alignment within the program, you know, I'm talking within the university, within the fan base, within the players on the field, within our work ethic, you know, as a program and how we develop the players. We got to go out, develop the guys that are here. We got to go recruit great players, and we have to have the best environment in all of college football to play in. And you know, when we get all that completely in alignment, then we can expect to start competing and winning championships.
Of course, because of the timing of your hire, Dan, you haven't really seen your team, at least on the field yet. You get a look this spring, but I'm assuming you've seen them in the weight room. And I know you have a new strength and conditioning program up there. How's that going with these guys?
You know what? It's going great. That's one of the things I'm really pleased with is, you know, is how our players are buying into what we're trying to do. You know, I mean, they're coming in every day with a great attitude, ready to work. You know, there's no resistance within the program. And I'm going to tell you, our program's not an easy one. Our off-season program, I think we might have the toughest off-season program in America. And, you know, and just training our guys, not just for physical toughness, but mental toughness, and strength gains and conditioning and speed gains and agility gains and everything we do, we compete on a daily basis, and our guys have really bought into that. And you know, and I think they're starting to see, you know, the rewards of all their hard work within the development, and how they're getting a little bit bigger, faster, stronger.
Gator head football coach Dan Mullen here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Coach Mullen is here in Orlando tonight for a big Gator booster event on Church Street there at Cheyenne Saloon. What about a Felipe Franks, coach? He started 8 games for you last year. Sort of mixed results. Kid has a lot of physical gifts, but the SEC can also be really hard on young quarterbacks, as you well know. What are your thoughts about Felipe going into his sophomore campaign?
Well, you know, I'm excited. I look at not just he, but all our quarterbacks. I think they have the right attitude. You know, they're working their butts off. They're, you know, first ones in line and first ones trying to finish the workouts first and be leaders. You know, and then I'm excited that, you know, it looks like from the film I've seen on these guys, it looks like they have some talent. So, you know, it's our job as we get through spring to see what these guys do well, you know, and put them in a position to go be successful. And, that's what we have to do as coaches is to do that, is recognize where their talents and strengths are and know what their weaknesses are as well and make sure we're putting them in the best position to be successful.
Well, being at Mississippi State over the last, 9 years, you know that the SEC is loaded. I don't have to tell you that. There is a certain team to the north of us, the Georgia Bulldogs, that have kind of awakened, Coach, from their slumber. They've gave Bama all they could handle in the title game, and I would imagine that Georgia under Kirby Smart coming alive certainly doesn't make your job any easier there in Gainesville, does it?
Absolutely not. But, you know, I'm here to make sure the Gator Nation comes alive, too, and the Florida program gets back to its standards, you know, which is winning national championships. When I left, we'd won two out of the last three national championships, and we're the dominant program in college football. And, you know, and so I know, and everyone knows what this program can be. And, you know, that's our goal, is to get it back to that level.
Yeah. What kind of football team, when you start in the spring, Coach Mullen, what kind of football team are we going to see from the spring on into the summer, on into the fall? Or maybe the better question is, what kind of football team would you like to see come this spring and fall?
You know, I mean, well, here's what's important to me, is just a team that plays with relentless effort every day, has a passion for the game of football. I mean, they get out there and give everything they have every single day. You know, I want to see the guys learn how to play hard, learn how to strain and play with maximum effort out there on the field. And, you know, again, as coaches, we'll see what they do well. And, you know, we'll try, you know, we have enough flexibility within our offensive and defensive and kicking schemes to put guys in position to do well out there on the field. But to me, the foundation of success comes with effort. We can control the effort we give. And so if our guys can learn to play with unbelievable effort, if they can learn how to play to the max of their ability and push themselves every day. And you know, I mean, a lot of young guys, that's a big process for them. You know, they think they're going hard, but they actually can go a lot harder. And I want to make sure, you know, myself and our staff, we're pushing the guys to get the most out of them every single day. And if we can come out of spring and out of summer and going into fall of next year with, hey, the 11 guys we put on the field are going as hard as they can every snap, and there's passion and excitement from the guys on the sideline, can't wait to get out there on the field and go as hard as they can, we're going to be successful.
All right, Coach. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in Orlando. Pleasure to have you on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez today. We appreciate it. Have fun tonight here in O-Town. All right, Coach?
Yeah, it's great to be here in Orlando. We're going to have a great night, a lot of fun with the Gators everywhere. So thanks for having me on. Have a great day. Go Gators.